Radio Catskill, your community radio station, keeping you connected. And right now we're connecting with our next guest for another news update. We're going to Isabel Braverman from the Sullivan County Democrat. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, good. So one of the things I want to check in with you about is I know that you're keeping an eye on the Sullivan County Legislature, and they tend to meet on Thursdays. Did they meet yesterday?
They did, yep. They had their committee meetings yesterday.
Okay, so anything interesting happen?
Yeah, so one of the big stories that came out from that happened during the Health and Family Services Committee meeting. The county has been in talks for a while now, about a few months, about the care center at Sunset Lake, which is the county-owned nursing home. The legislators had initially proposed selling the facility, saying that it's been losing money in the past few years. But some residents quickly opposed that, and now the legislators are looking at, instead of selling it, leasing it to an outside management company that would come in and run it. So they formed a local development corporation, or an LDC, to look at that. Now, what some people didn't really know at first was that this transfer to the LDC also includes the County Home Health Agency, or the CHA, C-H-H-A. And so yesterday, the public health director, Nancy McGraw, made a presentation to the legislators about the CHA, what they do, what services they offer, and was sort of advocating for it to remain in county control, saying that it would be detrimental if a private company took it over, you know, which is what they're looking to do, similar to the care center. The same company would lease the CHA if this all goes through. They're still in the process of doing that.
Okay, so this is news to me. And what are the implications of what's going on with the CHA?
Right. So as Nancy McGraw explained, the CHA is a service provided to county residents. No matter your age, your income levels, if you're insured or not insured, they provide service to you. It is basically a team of nurses who come to your home. It's the home health care agency, and they provide skilled nursing services, physical therapy, occupational therapy, things like that. So if you were in an accident or something and you were in the hospital, once you go home, you would need that follow-up care. In addition, Nancy McGraw also explained that they do other things such as flu clinics, rabies vaccinations. During the COVID-19 pandemic, they set up a few public testing sites for people to get tested for COVID. So she was, you know, making the case that all these services are provided to residents, even if they don't have health insurance, and that same level of care might not be provided if it was turned over to a private company and outside of the county's control.
Okay. And so what's the reaction of the folks? I know, to me, the last that I heard about this was the transfer to the LDC. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like, okay, well, this is how things are going. And what I've heard is that there's the people that were not happy about even the potential sale of the facility have not been happy right along and have been continuing to voice their concerns and lend pressure to the process. So those folks who are opposed to the sale, what are their thoughts at this time?
Yeah, so they were also there at the meeting yesterday, and they also are opposed to the leasing of the CHA. They agree that it should be it should remain county owned. A few of them were there yesterday. You know, some of the same people who have been really advocating for this and who have been showing up at a lot of the meetings. And then, in addition to them, some members of the county's health advisory board showed up, including the former county health director Carol Ryan, and she spoke as well. All of them saying, you know, pretty much the same thing that they were advocating for the CHA, that it does provide a vital service, and that they want to keep it county-owned. There was some reactions from the legislators as well. Chairman of the legislature, Rob Doherty, said that the CHA has been underserving residents of the county. Specifically, he said that in sort of the outer reaches of the county, that they've been underserved. Some of the people from the Health Advisory Board were asking him, you know, where he's heard that, and he didn't really say, but he also brought up some of the financial issues with it.
Okay, and so is there a final word on where this is now, or like what's the next step?
Yeah, so it's still ongoing. The LDC is still meeting. There is an RFP out right now. So I guess the next steps would be for the RFP to come back, and the LDC will review whatever comes back and make their recommendations to the legislature, who will then vote on it.
All right. I'm curious about a couple other things that are going on. Was there any sense at this meeting where the process of the going over the budget is? I know that there was a preliminary budget submitted, and the legislators are working out at looking at that. Do you have any idea where that process is at?
So they're still holding their budget workshops. They did have one yesterday. I wasn't there, but those are still ongoing, and then there will be two public hearings in December. So anyone can review the budget and make their opinions known to the legislature before they vote on it.
All right. Okay. And the other thing was, a few weeks ago, there was the Sullivan County Visitors Association was on the agenda for an executive meeting. For basically not being funded by the county anymore. And the outcome of that was both sides saying, okay, we'll sit down, we'll talk about this now. Anything new on that front, that issue?
You know, I haven't heard of any updates. It wasn't brought up yesterday at legislature. So I'm not really sure. I know they said that they would have conversations about it, and they were hoping to reach a resolution by the end of this year. So I think, you know, we'll just have to keep following up on that.
Okay, now let's go to the other big issue in the county, which is the election. Election Day, I think, was last week. It feels like a couple weeks ago now. And absentee ballots in Sullivan County are supposed to be counted this week. How is that going?
Yeah, so a lot of the local races are still too close to call, and it's really going to come down to the absentee ballots. The Sullivan County Board of Elections was supposed to begin counting them on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, but that got pushed, and they will now begin on this coming Monday. So we will have to wait just a little bit longer to hear what the final results will be.
What's the delay?
So the delay is that a lawsuit was filed by Mike Martucci. He is the candidate for the New York State Senate District 42, which includes Sullivan County. He is the Republican candidate who ran against the incumbent Democrat Jen Metzger. He filed a lawsuit actually the day before Election Day in Delaware County, calling for the votes to be impounded to ensure a fair election. I reached out to Martucci's campaign, and they said that this is a common practice in elections that are very close, which this race is. Currently, Martucci is ahead of Metzger. However, Metzger's campaign is saying that there are still over 25,000 absentee ballots to be counted, and they say that many of them are from Democratic voters, and that it could potentially turn the tide of the results.
Now, So I assume this suit was filed in other counties. Is it affecting other counties' counts? Because that race, that particular race, covers multiple counties.
Right. Yep, it does. It is Delaware County, Ulster, Sullivan, and...
Right. So was his suit filed in those places, too? And is it holding up the count in those places?
It is. Yep. It was filed in Delaware, but it's against... the Board of Elections for each of the counties in the district. So, yes, each county has been delayed. I think some of them are also starting Monday. Others were delayed a few days.
Okay, so the word is that this suit is necessary to, or the suit to impound, the act of impounding the ballots is necessary to ensure the security of the election, and that also this is something that is fairly common. I guess my questions are, is this common, and was there any signs that the election was not going to be secure, meaning any of these boards of elections were, I don't know, not following their own policies or had policies that would result in insecure or inaccurate counting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's similar to what we're seeing play out right now in the national presidential election, where President Donald Trump is filing lawsuits alleging fraud, and it seems like they're sort of being tossed over, saying that there is no evidence. And from what we've seen so far, we haven't heard of any. Unfortunately, you know, the Board of Elections said they can't comment on it because it is active litigation. So we haven't heard from them. But
what are the parties saying?
Metzger is saying that she gave us a comment that this is stymieing the democratic process. She is, you know, maintaining that every vote should be counted.
And what are the Republicans in the region saying?
They're, you know, similar to Martucci, that this is a standard practice. I don't know. I haven't done any research into that, especially in local elections, because that can be very different from national. But
right. But, you know, if you say if the situation's like it is at the national level, it's pretty mm-hmm. clear that at the national level, it's a completely baseless politicizing action that's being taken. I mean, nobody disputes at this point that there's really no ground for this level of lawsuits and suspicion and aspersion that's being cast on the electoral process. So if this is just kind of a junior local version of that, I would like to just know what the reaction is from both political party power structures, especially here in the county. You know, what the heads of the Democratic and Republican parties have to say. This is this just something that Mike Martucci is doing, or is this something that other elected officials are getting behind? And is this something that we can anticipate from here on out from one or both political parties? That's something I would like to know.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a really good question.
Okay. All right. Well, if you find out, we'll have you back and you can let us know. That'd be great. So I want to thank you so much. What do you have coming out in, I guess today's paper is already out. What can people see in the latest Democrat?
Yeah, so I did a story today on the lawsuit that we were just talking about. So if people want to, you know, read a little more in depth about that. I also have a story on the current state of the coronavirus in Sullivan County. As I'm sure many people already know, cases are on the rise again. Public Health Director Nancy McGraw said that community transmission is happening, and that they are trying to isolate the cases and really remind people to wear a mask and stay socially distant. As I'm sure also many people know, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Wednesday some new measures that go into effect today, actually, starting at 10 o'clock tonight. Restaurants and bars must close, as well as gyms at 10 p.m. And the amount of people at a private residence has been limited to 10 people. So, you know, Cuomo said these are some of the measures that they're taking to help slow the spread of the virus. He said that from their research, they found that transmission is happening at these places, restaurants, bars, and gyms. And so those go into effect today.
Okay, well, Isabel, I want to thank you so much for talking to us and giving us this update on like what's happening in the area.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, this has been Isabel Braverman from the Sullivan County Democrat. We are Radio Catskill. We're keeping you connected.